With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Recording.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello.
We are back.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
We're two black-ass girls and fade the whitest show on earth.
Just Bachelor in Paradise.
Y'all, Justina's literally holding her eye sockets open. She's so tired.
I've been doing this thing lately where I fall asleep for like 3 seconds and then I wake up.
What? It's like a power nap
It's like a mini little disco nap for literally 3 seconds. I do it at work in the bathroom stall. I just sit with my eyes closed for like 3 to 5 seconds, and I'm like, peace, yes. And then I get back up.
Oh my God, that's insane.
Yep.
Insane. Well, we just watched the last 3 hour finale of Paradise, hence why we are so exhausted, because it is midnight and we're starting to record. Usually we're halfway in at this point. Yep. Oh my God. What are your thoughts? What are your initial thoughts? I can't even like form a thought right now. It's so late. What are your thoughts, friend?
Okay, initial thoughts? So there is no one I care less about than Jordan. Jordan has got to go.
Oh my God. He's trying so
annoying.
So
I have a very early email call out. If you know someone, or if your name is Jordan, and you are a good, solid, well-rounded human being, please email the number 2blackgirls1rose@gmail.com. Because every Jordan that I have ever met is trash.
Trash. Straight garbage.
Only the male ones. The female ones are fine. It's only the male ones that are just garbage.
The male
garbage.
Jordans.
So please, if you know a good male Jordan, if you are a good male Jordan,
let us know.
You are a positive community member of Two Black Girls, One Rose, please email us.
Oh, God. Yeah. Jordans can be trash, right? Particularly the one on Bachelor Nation.
It's like a thing. And then Kaylin and Blake are really the poster children for why communication is such a big deal when it comes to sex, no matter how the people are having sex, right? Because those two people were having sex very differently, but did it anyways.
Yeah.
And
yes,
you know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Both had completely different intentions and came out the other ends all types of confused because there was no communication between the two of them. God.
None. Both of their reputations are ruined, and they're both blaming each other for it. Like, this is why communication and sex is so important. That's why I was so happy when we got those emails about double dipping, that everybody was on the same page.
Yes.
It seemed to be, you guys seem to be good about that, so.
Sure did. Got a lot of them emails. See y'all out here.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And then at the very end, at the very last moment, I actually got very emotional looking at Mike going up to shake Peter's hand to be the Bachelor.
Oh, God. You know, I turned that shit off at the minute that shit was over. I was like, okay. So you wait, recap that? Cause I totally missed that.
They were like, your next bitch is a repeater. And he came out. And at the very end, you know how they all get up from the chairs and everybody mm-hmm. like, oh, my mm-hmm. God, congratulations. And just watching mm-hmm. Mike having to get up and, like, shake this guy's hand when there is absolutely no reason why he shouldn't be the Bachelor, Mike.
No.
It really, really, really broke my heart. And seeing he was, like, the last to walk away, like, you saw him. I mean, I saw him because, you know, I'm always watching Mike. he was the last one to walk off, and it was, like, so sad because you could tell that he is just, like, defeated. Even if he doesn't want the opportunity, even if he is dating Demi Lovato, who is fantastic and rich and a beautiful singer and a beautiful human being, but also has her fair share of things going on.
Mess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
I'll say that. And might not be his soulmate. He could have had 30 women who are like ready for marriage. You know what I'm saying?
He said that they haven't even, he said several times in interviews that he's never even been approached.
Yeah. Yeah. That is heartbreaking.
Which is just wild. Yeah. I don't understand that at all.
That is like really looking racism in the face. For real.
Ugh. That's insanity.
Yeah. Yeah. So on that note, what do you think?
Peter as the Bachelor, I couldn't feel any more indifferent, bored, met, just like don't give a shit. Like, he walked out, he looked like just average Joe.
Yeah, which actually makes very it average. Believable that he'd be the Bachelor, but anyway. Or that he'd be like single.
Totally get that. But there's like no fairy tale-ness to him. There's no knight in shining armor, shiny prince. Whoa. Kind of thing that the Bachelor allegedly supposedly has. Yeah, he just seems like a regular average Joe, like, and not even in like a charming earnest way, just like a normal average man.
Yeah.
like anyone could have been Peter.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Well, that is true. Yeah.
That is true.
Anyone but Mike could have been Peter.
Exactly. So, yeah, even other guys from Hannah's season just seem to have a little bit more star quality than him. Even fucking John Paul Jones has a little bit more swag than Peter.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
There's a ton of other guys that have a little bit of zhuzh to them. Peter has no zhuzh, mm-hmm. no edge, no nothing really interesting. I don't understand why this is happening. I don't know. I really don't even give a shit. It's even...
Yeah, it's just racism.
So over this shit. This whole... This franchise is just... The fact that Mike has said that he's never even been approached and he's doing interviews talking about, like, yeah, I think it's going to be Peter mm-hmm. and even hinting at he seems to fit the mold mm-hmm. of what they're looking mm-hmm. for. It just shows you that, like, even from his perspective, the insight that he's gotten into what they're looking for and how they cast this shit is that they're not looking for somebody like him.
Yeah.
It comes down to race, period. Like, which is really correct. Like, because Mike, I think he has almost 500,000 followers on Instagram.
Which, out of Hannah's guys, that's not a lot, but yeah.
Out of Hannah's guys, it's not a lot, but for black people on the show, that's a hell of a lot. That's a hell of a lot. Because what's her face? Rachel Lindsay, she just cracked like 900,000 like just the other day, which is insane.
She works on every cable network. She works on everywhere that Disney owns. She works.
Everywhere. She is. Ugh. So the overlooking of Mike for The Bachelor, I just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I don't want to understand because I feel like whatever explanation we're going to be given is bullshit and not what I think is the real reason anyway. So
yeah.
That's that. Other than that, Katie and Chris, Katie kept talking about how exhausted she feels by Chris. Mm. I personally was exhausted by their whole entire foolishness on that stage.
I was pretty exhausted.
That exhausted me.
Since like episode 3. So yeah, girl, I get it.
Yeah, you've been done with them. I've been trying to hold out hope, but that shit on stage, and I have a lot of thoughts on that later, so I'll get to it, but that shit exhausted me. So, and then my last thing from the finale, what happened to Nicole and Clay?
I know. Clay tweeted about it.
He did? What did he say? Because they didn't even mention them too.
He was like, I was up there, I talked about how me and Nicole weren't ready, and I gave her best of luck in her new relationship. You didn't miss much.
Damn, so they were there. They just didn't air it at all.
Yeah, yeah, and Clay was there. I saw him at the very end. He was in a crazy old polka-dotted suit.
Oh, but... shit, really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, they totally just pretended that whole love arc story just, like, didn't happen.
Yep.
That's wild. Damn, okay. Well, I don't know why the fuck they did that. Why do they even have to waste any time on Taj Wan and the pigeon
seagull foolishness? That's right.
Like, can I get Nicole saying something about the thing with Clay? Like, they put emphasis on...
Or her new man.
Or her new man.
If he's there.
The things they choose to show just really perplex me sometimes. Truly. Truly does. But those are my initial thoughts.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.